This, I believe. Gerald Warburg is one of this country's outstanding concert cellists. He is known here and abroad both as a soloist and as the founder and director of the Stradivarius Society. His own famous cello is a magnificent Stradivarius known as La Belle Blonde. This is Gerald Warburg's creed.
When I was 8 years old, an aunt took me to hear Fritz Kreisler play a violin recital. And from then on, I knew I wanted only to be a concert artist. To this day, as I sit in the concert hall and the artist appears on the stage, I feel that no human being has a nobler or more exciting calling. To be on the concert stage and bring this subtlest of all arts, music, to an audience is indeed a revealing and challenging occupation. So I found out later. At one point, after playing for 6 years in a string quartet, music suddenly became to me more than an art. It became a sort of a miracle. For one thing, we were four different nationalities in the quartet, a South African, a Swiss, a Russian, and an American. And although we disagreed about many things, music was a common language which we all understood and could agree about, especially if we didn't talk too much about it. Music was a language in itself, and when we played before audiences in America or in Europe, they understood too. But what did they understand, and what made these sounds we called music so appealing? As far back as ancient times, mathematicians and philosophers thought there might be some relation between music, or the world of sound, and the universe about us. My own curiosity about what this relation might be led to my giving up string quartet playing and to my working in a sound laboratory. This all happened at a time of personal crisis, and after setting myself up in an empty apartment with two assistants and an electric tuning organ, I was not prepared to find any simple solution to life's problems in the realm of physical sound. As a matter of fact, all I did find out immediately was that in the measuring of the relationship of all the intervals used in the spectrum of sound we call overtones, there were no fractions and no decimal points anywhere. Everything was simple and harmonious in the world of sound and in the harmony of our Western world, I must hastily add, of music. All dissonance, which is unrest, could be resolved to its nearest consonance, which is perfect equilibrium. And this, according to nature's own laws. No wonder we can understand music. Bettina von Arnim, Beethoven's friend, quotes him as saying, "When I open my eyes, I must sigh, for I must despise the world which has no inkling of the fact that music is a higher revelation than all wisdom and philosophy." At any rate, the small investigation that anyone interested might make into the world of sound might lead them, as I am sure it has others besides myself, to believe that the laws of sound govern the universe. Music has ever seemed to me a prophecy of all that might be true of our world and of our universe. There can be dissonance and discord, but in the end, all must be resolved to the simple harmony of nature's laws and overtones. There is no sour note that cannot find its correct pitch, and we enjoy the steady rhythm of the beat of our own hearts, to which our music is but a commentary. A great conductor leads a symphony of stars, and we are players, all of us, in one great orchestra.
They're the beliefs of Gerald Warburg, an internationally known cellist of New York City.